campus, your thoughts on what's going back for you?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously I'm from there. So, you know, seeing those pictures, seeing the videos, seeing, you know, all my family and all my friends going through that, obviously it hurts me that I can't do anything about it as far as physically. But one thing that I can do is I can gather all my teammates, see how much, you know, money we can get together and try to, you know, donate something to a cause out there. So right now, you know, we've raised, I think, at the low, I got 40,000, I know for a fact, and probably even more than that. So, you know, all my teammates have contributed, and, you know, I'm just extremely grateful for it. You know, there's people out there that's going through certain things. You know, my foundation guy, the guy who runs my foundation, he reached out to me and said, kids out there don't have diapers. So today, I know me, I'm sending 10,000 diapers, and I think all in all, we're going to end up sending 40,000 diapers. If I can get in contact with everybody, people, and send it out there. So that's one thing that we're trying to do. And as far as food and drinks, we also try to contribute that way. So we're doing our part as the Broncos and being in the NFL and being on this platform. You know, we're trying to give back. And I know it's extremely close to my heart because I'm from that city. I got two houses out there. So I'm forever grateful for, you know, my teammates for chipping in.
Any damage or anything to your property?
Well, one of my cousins, he lives in my house, and it's been raining so much that I'm starting to get a little leakage inside my house. I think from my roof or something. It's been raining so much, but that's nothing compared to what everybody else is going through. So, I'm good.
What was it meant to see guys like J.J. Watt and
the
Texans donate as much as they have?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I think every NFL team should at least contribute in some type of way. You know, you know, my foundation is based around, you know, giving disadvantaged families opportunity to get sports equipment and this and that. But, you know, I texted my foundation guy and I said, hey, look, we just raised over $200,000, you know, for that cause. But at the same time, we got people that's out here that doesn't have shelter over their heads, kids that don't have diapers. We have to take some of that money and use it for a great cause. And that's what we're doing.
From a football standpoint, it's an awkward transition, but where do you think this offense is? Because you guys aren't going to play this week. Where is this offense? What needs to happen?
Well, this week we're making a huge emphasis on making sure that we're conditioned. I mean, the way we want to play football, the way that Mike McCoy and Coach Joseph wants us to play football is an up-tempo style, try to take advantage of this altitude. But at the same time, we can't let the altitude kill us. So we're training out here, and I tell you what, it's tough, you know, going on the scout team and being up-tempo, but you know, these past 2 days have been tough on me. Tough on my lungs, but I know that eventually, like, I'm going to be in shape, and when the fourth quarter comes, I'm going to be ready to go.
But what hopes do you have for this offense, and what do you want it to look
like? Obviously, number one offense. You know, I want it to be explosive offense. I think of the 2013 Broncos. If we can get there or get three-quarters of that, you know, they wouldn't broke records, you know, and score points. And everybody across the league took notice, even the media, everybody. They enjoyed watching the Broncos play. So if we can get that and knowing that we're going to have a good defense, you know, if we can get an offense that's explosive like that, we'll be a dangerous team.
Just from a rudimentary standpoint, is it still basically you got to run the ball, protect the quarterback, and everything else kind of takes care of itself?
Yeah, but I think it's more, and this offense is – it's how to attack from a schematic standpoint. And that's Trevor, you know, and that's Trevor putting us in the right spots and being Mike McCoy out there on the field, of knowing exactly what Mike McCoy would check to in a matter of 13, 15 seconds. So I tell you what, I think those two guys, they're going to continuously gain camaraderie, and they're going to, you know, pick each other's brains apart and understand what Trevor likes, understand what exactly Mike is thinking. I think that's when this offense is going to take off to a whole nother level.
Do you feel like you got a lot of work to do to put up points on the chart?
Well, I think one thing it is that, you know, obviously now we know what direction we want to go offensively. Now we got a starting quarterback, so we got 2 weeks to do it. You know, Trevor's been here when we ran this offense. You know, Trevor understands, you know, exactly the signals, you know, and exactly the way that Mike McCoy wants to scheme it up and how we want to attack him. It's all about getting reputations and seeing the reps over and over and over again. Obviously, that's going to come with time, but at the same time, I think that right now, can we go out and win ball games? Yeah, we definitely can do that. And throughout the course of the season, will we continuously get better? Yeah, we will do that as well, so.
do you feel like you're catching up at all with Trevor since it's been a 50-50 competition throughout the camp? You're catching up now
with
all those reps?
I mean, obviously, it's a lot easier when, you don't, when you're not going through a quarterback competition. You can look at the guy and know, hey, look, man, 4th and 3, you're going to be the guy out there throwing this pass. Let's work. Let's gain camaraderie. Let's gain chemistry. Let's get better. So that's what we're doing right now.
What kind of reaction from your teammates did you get when you beeline to stop a pick 6 there?
Everybody. They're still talking about that. You know, it takes a lot of guts to do that, especially in the preseason. But I don't even know what I did. I was just like, all right, I got to make the tackle. You know, I can't just let the guy go into the end zone. That's bad football, in the words of Peyton Manning. So I'm not going to do that.
Obviously, you haven't worked a ton with Kyle Sloter, but Vance Joseph says there is a chance he'd be your number 2 QB in week 1 against the Chargers. How do you feel about that?
I mean, everything that I've seen from the guy in the preseason, everything we've seen is that he's a baller. So, you know, I'm not going to go anything short of that. You know, we'll see. He gets his first start, you know, Thursday, so we'll see.
All right. Thanks, Emmanuel.
All right, thanks.